Passover Supper, and Jesus has just washed the disciples' feet. And he says, beginning with verse 13, "You call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them." How can we be a good example? That's what Jesus is commanding us to do, to follow him in word and also in deed. To be a good example, we must first be a good imitator. The Apostle Paul told the Christians at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, he said, "Be ye imitators of me as I am also of Christ." We need good role models to follow. No matter what our age, for we find in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, Paul exhorting the young evangelist Timothy, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example to the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." If the whole congregation were following after the Apostle Paul's example, if we were imitators of Jesus Christ, plus the many other faithful Christians that we have around us, think how wonderful a congregation we would be and what a good example we would be for other congregations to follow. Just like the church there at Thessalonica that Paul wrote about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 7. When he said, "So that ye were examples to all that believed in Macedonia and Achaia." How then can we be an example that's worth imitating? Well, first, by being a good imitator of our Lord Jesus Christ. He showed us how to be a good example on how to please others in Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. Excuse me, verses 1 through 3. I can't read my own notes. And they're typed. That's really bad. Romans 15, verses 1 through 3. "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached me, thee fell upon me." He is our example on how to love others. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, Paul wrote by the inspiration of God, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Jesus is our example as well on how to deal and how to look out for one another. In Philippians chapter 2 and verses 4 and 5, Paul wrote to the Philippian brethren, he says, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." But Jesus was also an example on how to suffer. How to suffer patiently when being mistreated. As Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 20 through 23. There he said, "For what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults you take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it you take it patiently, this is acceptable to God. For even here too were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, revileth not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but he committed himself to him that judges righteously." Jesus was a role model for the Apostle Paul. And he urged the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 6 to follow that example. For there he said, "In these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos, for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of man above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another." He wanted the Corinthians to realize, as Christians, that's what we were. Only Christians, no more and no less. We are all equal. But we're to give no offense, according to 1 Corinthians 10, verse 32, where Paul wrote, "Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Greeks, nor to the church of God, to seek the benefit of others." 1 Corinthians 10, verse 33, "Even as I pleased all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved." Our whole effort is to set forth an example that others may see and follow to Jesus Christ. Paul urged the Philippian brethren in Philippians 3 and verse 17. He said, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for examples." Just as Paul commanded the congregation at Rome to mark those that caused division and contentions among them, contrary to the doctrine, we are to mark those who are worthy of our imitation. Mark them and follow their example and realize what a good example they are, no matter what their age is. Not to look at them as though they had already attained perfection, but are working on maturity. In Philippians 3, verse 12, the first part of that verse, Paul said, "Not as though I had already obtained, either were already perfect." But he was pressing on to maturity. He was continuing to grow. Because when we finish that verse and go on through verse 15, he said, "But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you are otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." The Apostle Paul did not allow what he had done as Saul in persecuting the church to keep him from being useful to the Lord the rest of his life. But he continued to working for the Lord in all things. And he is our example of what we need to do when we do wrong, to repent, to confess those things to our Father, and to make ourselves useful again in his service. As Paul stated in Philippians 3, verse 16, "Nevertheless, whereto we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing." Paul wanted us to walk in unity, to have the same mind, to walk by the same rule. We have the rule book. We're at this time taking an open book test. Jesus has given us all the answers to make it to heaven. And today we're walking in his light. Doing these things will give us a close relationship with God, the God of peace. As Paul told the Philippians in Philippians 4, verse 9, he said, "These things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Notice what Paul said there. He said, "Those things which you have learned, which you have seen, which you have received, which you have heard in me, do." Follow his example as he follows Christ. The Apostle Paul also praised and encouraged the congregation at Thessalonica for receiving the word despite much affliction. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, he said, "You became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word with much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost. When they had received the word, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were filled with the fruit of the Holy Ghost. They were filled with joy. In Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23, we read of that fruit. And notice its fruit singular, even though there are many parts. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. It's a singular fruit. It's something that we work on, something that we desire to be following, something that we desire to have in our life so that others can see that Christ lives in us. These brethren were a good example of how to respond to the Word of God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, Paul said, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Paul praised them for accepting the truth that they were being taught, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As disciples of Christ, his example and what he was imitating and what the disciples there at Thessalonica were imitating should be something that we imitate. Remember, we are to mark those who walk worthy, who walk faithfully, that we see on a daily basis, that we see in this congregation, because they are a good example. In the Hebrew writings, in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, we find, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endureth such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Keep on keeping on is what Paul's saying. Look at the great cloud of witnesses. Think of faithful Christians that you have known in your life. Look towards faithful Christians that surround us and follow their examples, to walk in their footsteps as they walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Why do we need to be a good example? Because people are watching us. We may be the only scripture that they ever see. There was three preachers one day, and they were talking about which translation of the Bible they liked best. One said, well, I like the King James because of its poetry and flow. Another said, well, he liked the American Standard better because it was more like the Greek. Another one said, well, I like my mom's version the best. And they looked at him kind of funny and said, well, we didn't know your mom translated the Bible. And he smiled and said, she translates it every day in her life. That's what we want to do. We want to translate the Word of God so that others can see it in our lives as we walk in those footsteps. We may follow a younger Christian. They may be looking at us, your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Especially those who are babes in Christ, they may be looking to us who are older to see how they should walk. Even as Paul